Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast, featuring my friends and your hosts, Ben.
I will shit on the CEO's desk if he shuts my computer off.
Andrew.
Eating your bug like Kobayashi.
And Ty.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Social media tested, God approved, and prepared for your listening pleasure. Warning. Parental advisory suggestion.
All right. So today we're going to welcome the newest member of the Cerebral Overload team, Sir Nate.
That was not a Russian accent.
Yeah, fuck off.
Wow, you've been knighted.
That means I'm part of the English. Damn it.
You're English. Wait, aren't you English anyways?
I'm not English.
What are you?
I'm Irish.
He's Canadian.
Which makes me English by default. Damn it.
Another, damn it. That means I am too. Ah, crap on a cracker. Oh, shut up, Pittsburgh. All right, yeah. So we've been out of recording for, what, about a month now?
Yeah, at least.
Is this our first podcast of 2014?
No, I think this is the second or third of 2014.
I can't keep track anymore.
It's episode 34, I can tell you that much.
Wow, episode 34.
Yeah, aside from 30, no, 35, I'm sorry.
Damn.
Yep, episode 35.
Damn.
This is episode one for me.
Which is good. Let's hope it's better than our first episode. Which nobody go and listen to that. Ever.
What? The podcast can't be any worse than what it was before we started.
Well, this is true. Alright, so...
No, it can always be worse.
Well, no, Ty's not here, so it's pretty good so far. I think he's off. Isn't he off fighting Vladimir Putin again?
Yes, he is.
Told him he's going to get himself in trouble one of these days.
Or he'll fix all of Russia's problems in one shot.
Well, that's one of those things you can't do any worse than Russia's already done, so.
Hey, they somehow managed to come in first. In the Olympics with 13 gold, 11 silver, 9 bronze.
It's all rigged anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, didn't they pay off almost every country to let them win anyways?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably part of where that $51 billion went to.
Yeah.
That was just ridiculous.
Since they didn't finish the Olympic City anyway.
God.
So we might as well jump right in here.
All
right,
let's get into this. First off, we're going to talk about fitness. Well, it's a thing called Fitbit. There's a company that's in Woodstock, Ontario, which is, what, an hour and a half away from us, Nate?
It's 25 minutes, but good job on the math.
Oh, no, wait, I'm thinking of further than that. My bad.
Hour and a half, 25 minutes. It's
close. Yeah.
Andrew drives backwards when he goes to places. That's why it takes longer.
Stop picking on me. But either way.
As long as it gets it in on the same day, I think we're good.
Yeah, that's an accomplishment for me. So anyways, Fitbit, this company that's come out with these fitness trackers or whatever, they came out with this thing called Fitbit Force, which is a wristband that you can connect to your phone or whatever, I'm guessing. Haven't really looked into it. But they're doing a voluntary recall. By voluntary, I mean that they probably just want to do it to save face, because their Fitbit wristbands are... hold on. They are doing painful irritation, giving people rashes, and even in some cases, burns.
That's not good.
Shouldn't they have figured this one out in the product development phase?
You'd think.
I'm pretty sure it probably had something to do with the whole, you know, when you're working out, they always like to use the whole, can you feel the burn? And they tried to incorporate it into the product.
No pain, no gain. That's their new
new motto?
That's it.
Don't worry, I got you.
New motto. No pain, no gain.
Well, but out of all the sales of the Fitbit Force, only, I think it's something like 1.7% have really complained about any of these issues. But Fitbit said, you know, we'll take all of them back from stores, so Sports Check, anything like that. I don't know what you guys got in the States. But they recalled everything for the Fitbit Force and even said to the retailers, hey, if you got a customer that comes in with one, give them their money back and let us know.
Well, see, here's the thing. If it's only 1.7% complaining, it was obviously something in manufacturing. Because it's not like the Fitbit Force just came out yesterday.
No, it's been out for 6 months now, I think.
Yeah, somewhere around there. So, I mean, it's obviously something in a small production run somewhere along the way.
What do you think about this, Nate?
Well, I think that anybody that requires wrist equipment to be able to work out in the first place is probably doing it wrong.
I have a jawbone up.
Yeah, I know, like, when you go...
But I don't work out, so.
Well, I mean, really, I work out every day. I get up, I walk across my floor to the washroom, I walk back to the kitchen. I put in lots of walking every day. I guess that counts as working out.
And you're standing all day at work.
Yeah. Playing on the computer, that's a lot of energy.
But see, if you had the Fitbit Force, you'd know exactly how many steps you took.
Ooh.
Give or take a couple for the air of a watch, trying to figure out how many steps you take by swinging your arm.
Actually, it's funny. I used to manage this electronic retailer. Well, there's a liquidator, really. And we were selling these things, these pedometers. So I decided to strap one on. And one day I figured out that at work, I walk approximately 13 kilometers a day.
Oh,
that's a lot of walking at work. I did lose 3 pounds.
You walked how many kilometers?
13 kilometers.
13. Okay, hold on. That's 8 miles for us American people.
How many?
13. Or I'm sorry, 8. 13 kilometers is 8.07 miles.
That's why you guys like using the... that system. It makes everything seem like less.
No, it makes everything seem more. We only... You walk... No, never mind. I'm going back to sleep now.
Better, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm a little dyslexic here today with my numbers.
Today?
I do have to say one thing, though. The article that we are reading from, I believe it's Global News, based out of Toronto... they do have a beautiful picture of this guy's wrist, and it's quite the burn mark. But even more impressive is he has a beautiful floor.
I know, that's amazing flooring.
That is a nice hardwood floor.
Oh my god, that's a nice dark wood.
We know how much you love your dark wood.
I'm glad I was able to set that up for someone.
And we can tell the guy's married too. He has his wedding ring on. We don't want to forget that.
Now, the question is... Who's he married to?
Somebody other than himself.
I find it funny, though. I went into his Twitter, and it even though he posted the burn and there was the recall, he's still posting his fit stats. My Fitbit fit stats for each day.
Nice.
Even though it burned you, buddy, you're still using it.
He's a trooper.
That's all he tweets is his Fitbit stats. Stop working out, dude. No wonder it burns you.
He probably only got the Twitter because he... Oh, I burped. Because it linked his Fitbit, said, hey, we can send stuff out on Twitter. Do you want to create a Twitter account? That's my guess.
Well, first, it's like, honestly, all he has from July is all Fitbit stats. This dude works out way too much. But he's in the States.
You think his wrists would be thinner with all that working out?
Let's see. He burned himself on January 13th, and he's still updating up to 11 hours ago. We're on to you, Doug. Either way, they're doing a voluntary recall. People can get their money back, get new products, yada, yada, yada.
And on that note...
On that note, speaking of burns and horrible things, we're going to move on to how NBC is bringing back a Heroes miniseries in 2015.
Boo.
It's called Heroes Reborn. Now, because it doesn't really matter what me and Ben say, Nate... What's your opinion on this, buddy?
The creator of that show probably should have been put down after he finished season two and started the monstrosity of season three. It started off with such a wicked premise and then just got obliterated into pure smashed assholes. There's nothing good that could come out of this little miniseries, considering most of the actors are probably just doing it because they need a paycheck, because 90% of them don't really have an acting career. Outside of the guy who plays Spock.
Well, then there's also the Asian guy. He's in one of the CSI shows, isn't he?
When the heck did he start with CSI?
Well, oh, no, sorry. He's not in CSI. He's in Hawaii Five-0.
I was going to say, since there's only one CSI anymore.
Oh, yeah. That upsets me, because CSI New York was good.
That was the
Miami?
Only one I liked at the end was CSI New York.
Yeah, New York was good. Las Vegas always was good up until Grimace.
Robble, robble.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you actually knew who Grimace is. You know how many times I bring up Grimace in a week and people are like, what is that?
Yeah, I'm old enough to know who Grimace is.
It's because you guys are old.
The Hamburglar. The Fry Guy. The French Fry Guys.
It was all good times. And then McDonald's had decided to stop advertising such awesome characters and just start focusing on their crappy food.
Their food got even crappier after they got rid of the pink slime, but that's for another day.
Yeah, because we're talking about Heroes and its monstrosity.
My theory with this is I think NBC's just trying to play off of ABC's big hit with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Which is funny because the black guy that's in this, he was also on Angel. I forget the actor's name. He's now on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, I was going to say, this black guy is... No, I'm going to shoot myself for not remembering what his character name is, but...
And then you got the Peter Petrelli kid that looks like Sylvester Stallone, like a skinny version, because he's got the sideway mouth.
Yes, he does.
I think the guy that actually played a cop in Heroes that went on to be... I forget what his power was. The fat white dude.
But yeah, he really didn't do anything.
Cop drama.
Much. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's honestly just going to be like, we want to make money. I'm going to agree with you on this one.
Well, I mean, it's like with anything in Hollywood, either being the big screen or the small screen. There's absolutely no new creativity, and all they can really think of doing is regurgitating the old stuff. Like RoboCop, I heard it was a great movie for what it was, but it doesn't hold a candle to the rawness of the original one. They made a PG variation of it. That's all they're doing. They're just bringing back old stuff because they can't think of how to do anything new.
His name is J. August Richards.
Yeah, now he's on Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah. As Mike Peterson... And also, because he becomes a hero, and as much as I like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I should know this, because he becomes a villain that turns good. And that makes me mad now that I can't remember it.
Let's see, what else do we have here? Personally, I think it's going to flop.
I think the first couple episodes will be pretty decent, but then after that, it'll just be a complete sham.
Deathlock. There we go.
He was a great comic book character.
Who, Deathlok?
Yeah.
I used to read a lot of his comics.
I love Marvel comics. I'm a Marvel fan as opposed to DC comics, but
excluding, of course, Batman, because he's fucking awesome.
Well, Batman's okay. I was never a huge Batman fan, but
how would you not be a fan of a crazy white guy who's rich and just does shit because he's rich and crazy?
Because he's got me on the rich part.
You like Iron Man.
Yes,
I do. Yeah, he's pretty awesome too, though.
Iron Man blows Batman out of the water.
No, I disagree.
I'm with Nate on this one.
Only because Batman could take on superheroes without absolutely having any powers whatsoever. His only power is his utility belt and his detective skills.
And his money.
And his money. That pays for his cool toys.
Although, if you think about it, Batman and Iron Man are very much alike. Because they both lost their parents. They both have no parents. I'm still trying to figure this out here. In any of the movies or comics, did they ever mention Tony Stark's mom's name?
No.
Because
I'm gonna call her Helen though, because she seems like Helen would be a good name for her.
Well, see, yeah. I'm thinking Howard Stark was bumping uglies with Agent Carter, and I think that Agent Carter became Tony Stark's mom.
Wow. You just blew my mind.
Well, have you watched the Marvel 8-1-bit Agent Carter at the end of the third Iron Man?
Yep.
When Howard Stark calls her to run S.H.I.E.L.D. because she's the first person to be the head of S.H.I.E.L.D. I was just thinking about that when I watched it. I went, interesting. So I'm just wondering if Agent Carter ended up being Howard Stark's mom, or Tony Stark's mom.
Look at that.
I have blown your mind so much you can't even talk now.
I don't even know what to say anymore.
I never even honestly thought of that avenue that was, for...
That was budget. The first thing that popped into my mind, because nowhere does it say who Tony Stark's mother is. That I've ever seen.
Not any of the movies, TV shows, well, that I've seen anyways, nor comics. Even a book that I've read called The History of Iron Man, it still didn't show it in there.
Oh, there it is. If you Google who is Tony Stark's mother, it says Tony Stark is Peggy Carter and Howard Stark's son.
Huh. Well, that explains a lot.
My mind is a little less blown now that Google knows it before you did.
If you would, honestly, Ben, if you would have had that revelation, it could have been amazing.
That would have been awesome had I had that revelation, but...
And now it's all blown to shit.
And this story that I'm looking at is from June 5th, 2012, so...
You were like 2 years too late.
Yeah. Peggy Carter got pregnant by accident.
She was raped by Howard Stark.
How do you accidentally get pregnant? It's consensual, usually.
And she agreed to marry Howard so Howard could have an heir to his company.
Oh, yeah, because then Tony would have been a bastard child and by law could have been forced out by any sort of board of directors or anything like that.
Speaking of hero shows that are pretty decent, I'm really liking that show Arrow.
I've never watched it yet.
It is pretty darn good. There's his secretary smart chick. She's blonde. Super hot.
I still have
the only reason why I watch it.
But speaking of Marvel characters, like, you know that I'm usually generally a hardcore DC fan. Like, Batman's awesome.
Boo.
My favorite's Deadpool.
That's because he's Wolverine, but crazy.
Pretty much, yeah. I've been reading his new series, Night of the Living Deadpool. It's pretty much, he says he wakes up from a food coma from too many chimichangas.
Awesomeness.
And there's a zombie outbreak. And some of the shit he says in this is just hilarious. But yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Deadpool.
Yeah, Deadpool's probably got to be one of the most colorful comic book characters that are out there that just don't get enough play. I can't wait till they come out with this movie.
I think anybody who thinks that a Deadpool standalone movie isn't going to be awesome needs a smack in the mouth. Or
two times.
A throat punch.
Thunder punch to the throat.
Sorry, I'm looking at some of the comic book covers. Ted, like, he's got one of Deadpool and he's copying Spider-Man. And he's swinging on a thing that says, "This sucker is getting praise with only two webs." And then he's wearing his costume and he says, "And this thing's a little bit too tight." And all you see is Spider-Man, well, Peter Parker in the background just wearing boxers and his mask. Just makes no sense. You make no sense, Deadpool.
That's what makes him so good.
This is so awesome. I just looking on Geekology's website. They made a Big Bang Theory Lego apartment.
Yep.
That is awesome.
That's going to sell because for some reason people still watch that show.
I love that show.
There's only one reason why I ever watched it.
Sheldon.
Penny.
Penny.
Oh. Penny. Penny. Penny.
Well, I'm leaving.
That was easy enough.
Fuck you.
Well, moving on. Since we've wore out our heroes, welcome.
Yeah, heroes can go somewhere.
Da-da-da.
I thought it was good.
Do you guys want to move on to boning in the ocean?
We might as well.
Because I'm pretty sure Tony Stark and Bruce Wayne have one of these. $290,000 a night luxury submarine. God damn, it's beautiful inside. So this is the Lover's Deep, which, double meanings, it's a luxury submarine that rich people can rent to have sex in under the sea. It costs $145,000 a night. So you can even go there by yourself and rub one out. And there's a two-night minimum. So not only do you have to pay $145,000 a night for each person, you also have to buy it for at least two nights. So unless you're planning on bringing a love doll for the least romantic getaway of all time, the minimum stay with another human being would put you back about $580,000. So I suggest going Dutch.
I want one. I want to own one.
What, the love doll or the submarine?
The love doll. Yeah, this submarine looks awesome.
Honestly, paint it black and it could be a Bond villain's underground lair.
It really could be. I mean, even if you look at it when they have it floating, it looks like a way awesome yacht.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, and it's beautiful inside. It's got dark wood in the bathroom, slate tiles throughout.
The walls are all tiled.
It's
screen TVs, a bar, a wet bar.
Oh, it'll be a wet bar, all right.
If you like having people watch, there's a sectional couch in the corner of the bedroom.
Yeah, that's what gets me. It's $145,000 a person to be in this. They make it like it's a goddamn house with all these couches. Really, all you should have just done is put a bed in the middle.
Well, here's my question. Can you get away with doing like you do with hotels where they charge you after two people and you just sneak your kids in?
Ew.
You walk
First
in
of all,
and say,
I would not be sneaking my kids into my sex sub.
Exactly.
I'm talking about your friends for the sub. I'm saying kids for if you're going to a hotel
your friend's
on
kids?
Vacation.
You're bringing your friend's kids to a sex party?
Wow, that got really weird all of a sudden.
And Ty's not even here. Imagine if he was here.
Oh, jeez. Ty, good luck in Russia.
What is wrong with rich people?
They're rich.
Why can't they just have sex on land like everyone else? They want to go into space to have sex. They want to go underwater to have sex.
But
whatever happened to good old-fashioned, you know, in the back seat of a car in a Tim Hortons parking lot or Dunkin' Donuts, depending on which side of the border you're on.
But, Nate, let me just ask you this question.
We have Tim Hortons down here.
Yeah, but it sucks down there.
Would yeah, it's not like our Tim Hortons.
Would you not love to have sex in space or underwater?
No.
Really?
I would love to have sex in space or underwater.
No, because here's the reason why. If I'm in space, and then suddenly the gravity stops working just at the same moment that I decide to release my my spawn off into the world, and I actually pull out, and then it gets me in my own eye.
You're not doing it out into the world. You're not doing it out into the world. You're doing it out into outer space.
I know, but it's going to... You know, if I pull out too soon, all of a sudden now it's floating around. I'm going to get it in my eye, possibly in my mouth. It's like snowballing yourself. Who wants to do that?
Wow. I never thought of it that way before.
And really, the idea of being in a compressed tin can under tons of water, where the potential of having rough sex could crack a window and submerge you and drown you to death before you even get to finish, like that's just... It's too many risks I'm just not willing to take.
Wow. Well, I'm just going to chalk all that up to the thrill of sex, but that's some good points.
We just like turned that into like this deep conversation there about, well, not really.
Sex, well, it's deep.
Ha! Hey, they always talk about having safe sex, and there's nothing safe about being in space or that far underwater.
What about having sex on the water?
I would be okay with that as long as I was close to shore.
Just remember.
Trust me. When that boat's a rocking, it's probably going to capsize.
Don't forget, you're never going to be able to look at the crab from Little Mermaid again when he's singing Under the Sea.
No, I will. It'll just excite me in different ways now.
Well, if you like crabs, I guess.
Hey, who doesn't like crabs? It's a gift that keeps on giving.
share alike.
So speaking of dying underwater or in space, well, the first smart pistol has hit the shelves in California. It's called a smart gun.
It's stupid.
It's a 22 caliber. What are you going to do? Hurt them? Slightly piss them off?
And it costs $1,300.
But you can get a wristwatch. Sold separately, but you can get a wristwatch. It's the RFID-equipped watch that activated a PIN number placed near the gun. Like the shooter grips the handle, sends a signal to the gun, turns the light on. You can shoot people. But if not... You can't play with it.
It's $1,800 to be able to shoot this gun, because it's $1,399 for the gun.
And then another $399 for the...
wristwatch that you have to have to shoot the gun. If you don't have the wristwatch, the gun doesn't shoot.
Which is double the cost of buying a 40 caliber Glock.
And guess what? With proper care and safety... A 40 caliber Glock is going to be just as safe as this gun. And you can get two of them, so you can shoot with both hands.
See, this scares me that the gun love in the lower part of our continent is so high that they actually had to create a safety measure as such as this. What concerns me even more is not only a couple months ago, I was watching a video of a rifle that's going to become available, if not already, that has the same kind of targeting system as jets.
Oh, God.
Awesome. It'll
paint the marker, and you can't miss at that point. Once it paints the marker, you shoot, and all bullets will land in that marker.
So it's like heat-sinking bullets.
Yeah,
laser-guided bullets.
Yeah, it was the most ridiculous thing I've seen. It's like now every person can be a dead shot sniper.
Well, see, here's my thought with this smart system gun here. It's not the gun love, it's the gun hate. Because now they have a gun that nobody can afford to buy that they'll make mandatory.
Yeah, but what's going to stop you from, let's say you're not wearing said watch or wristband, you leave it at home in your jewelry box or on your nightstand, little Jimmy decides he's going to grab it, boom, he's got the gun anyway, so it really doesn't matter. Granted, it's only a 22, so it's not going to really hurt anybody. It's still... So he can get a hold of that damn wristband. It's not going to stop it if he really wants to. Unless you wear that watch every day.
I do get the concept of it, though, because they always say that, you know, if you have a gun on you, that means that an assailant has an opportunity to also have that gun by taking it away from you, right?
True.
Because a lot of people are not trained properly on how to use a weapon. At least the whole watch thing would slow down that process. Now the guy's got to take the gun, beat you with the gun, steal the watch, and then shoot you.
Yeah,
that adds on like 4 seconds for somebody to actually witness it now.
This is true.
I'd still rather carry my gun with me anywhere I go.
In Canada, we're not allowed to carry guns, so I just have a knife. And Nate's got his beard, so.
Yeah, so my beard is pretty dangerous. It will leave a burn like you have never seen.
If you hit people with it, it's considered assault with a deadly weapon.
He only seems to hit their anuses, though.
Well, that's going to make the most impact. They can't run away, then.
You know what? Now that the stupid gun is put aside, and I think it's a stupid idea.
I agree. I think it's stupid.
I think it's probably the smartest thing coming out of the gun industry in years.
Well, we'll save that for another podcast.
So I think it's time to move on to a segment that we haven't had for a while.
No, we haven't.
And this segment is Ben's Bullshit Kickstarter thing or something. So, Ben, what do we have today?
It's called the Vitapak Single Serve Hot and Cold Beverage Maker.
I think you mispronounced Keurig or Tossimo.
Pretty much, yes.
Because it makes K-cup.
Yes,
single-serving beverages.
And it will take K-cups. Which is awesome because we have a K-cup maker here. We have one at both of my places of employment also. But this is just an added bonus because you can make cold drinks with it too.
I can do that with my Tossimo.
Without having to add ice to the cup.
Oh, okay. Now you have me intrigued.
Because this has a built-in refrigeration unit to have your drinks come out cold.
But what about like having to put in a paper filter or do some sort of cleaning process? How does that work?
It's just like any other K-cup machine. You just drop
it
in
there.
So
the filtration system's all the same?
What do you mean? Like from...
Like with my Tossimo, I've got to put in a disc and it reads the barcode and puts it through a cleaning process.
That's weird. I don't have to do that with my K-cup.
Well, that's like considered a deep clean. I only do that like every couple of months just so my coffee still tastes good.
Yeah. I just use filtered water and you don't have a problem. But that's
I use
me.
Tim Hortons. It's much easier. I never have to clean up. And once a year, they give me opportunities to win nothing.
Oh, yeah, Nate. I've won 2 coffees so far. Well, 3 if you include the one that I won when I was with you.
I hate your face and everything about it.
You haven't won yet, have you?
Yeah, actually, I got 2 coffees in my pocket right now.
Nice.
I thought it was weird when they started pouring them in there, but whatever.
You liked it.
Cleaning-wise, the article on Kickstarter for the Kickstarter project does not mention anything about cleaning. So whether it's something that you don't have to clean or what, I'm not sure. Because this article doesn't specify.
You know what? This brings up an interesting topic now. Machines that dispense interesting beverages. Samsung actually launched this year their fridge. It dispenses pop.
It's got the built-in SodaStream, that's the name of it.
Ooh, I love my SodaStream.
Which is great, because now your fridge can actually produce you a Ryan Coke.
We're getting a step closer to robot slaves, aren't we?
Yeah.
And GE came out with a fridge that actually dispenses hot water.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's in their cafe line, so you can actually set different levels of hot water, so you, like for a baby bottle level of heat, as well as like tea.
Sweetness.
Yeah, and it still dispenses ice and regular water.
That actually pretty cool.
Gotta love fridges.
They're great.
They keep stuff cold.
And now apparently hot.
Yes. Quickly back to the Vita Pack. It's a very recent Kickstarter. It just started a couple days ago. They have 24 days left, which is good through March 20th. As of right now, they have $2,700 of their $95,000 goal.
That's going to be a stretch, but...
Yeah, it is. If you do like this idea, though, you can get in and get your own Vita Pack machine for $125.
Which isn't bad.
No, not at all. Considering a K-Cup dispenser that only does hot beverages is, what, 100-something?
Yeah, and I think you can get a Tosmo that does only hot for, like, 88 nowadays.
Yeah, so...
At Walmart.
Yeah, but that one sucks.
Listen here there, Mr. Nescafe.
It's Nespresso.
Whatever.
You drink it every time.
Every time I'm at the store. I think I'm one of the only people that drink it.
Nope, there's 7 other people.
I like that new cup you guys got, the striped ones. I still don't know what flavor that is, but it's good. Back to Vitapak, though.
I mean, I think the whole Kickstarter thing itself is actually really neat, how they can help people generate their business. And the Vita Pack is actually kind of cool because, yeah, my Tosimo does not do a cold beverage.
I mean, that's the thing. They took something that's basically hugely popular right now is the single-serve coffee makers, whether it be Nespresso, Tosimo,
Keurig,
and they just... went and made it one better. It's like a Keurig on steroids. And I'm sure if Keurig or one of them made this, it's going to be closer to $200, not $125.
Yeah, especially because of the refrigeration.
Yep.
And especially, well, not to mention that, it's also going to be instant refrigeration.
Yeah. It comes out of the machine cold.
We got to contact these people and get one to review.
Yeah, you don't need ice cubes or anything.
And seeing as they're from Tampa, Florida, they'd probably send one to you, you asshole.
I resemble that remark.
Well, I think this is, if it does take off, this is going to be awesome. If it doesn't, well, that's going to suck.
It should.
Because I think this is a pretty good idea.
Yeah, if it doesn't take off,
if it doesn't take off, Keurig and Tosimo are just going to steal the idea anyways.
This is true. So either way,
pretty
we will
much.
See this in some form.
Well, see, hopefully this guy has it patented, so he can at least make some money off of it that way.
Oh, maybe if all else fails, you can sell the patent to Keurig or Tosimo.
Yeah.
So I give this 3 thumbs up.
3?
You don't want to know.
I should have 3. I'm the one that lives close to a nuclear power plant.
It's pronounced nuclear.
Nuclear.
Oh, The Simpsons. Nate, what do you think? What's your opinion, Nate?
Well, I give it 1.5 thumbs up, mainly because my thumb's sore. I can't get my thumb fully erect, or it would have been 2.
Okay, I thought maybe you had an industrial accident or something.
No, he has erectile thumb difficulty.
Yep. I'm trying to take pills for it, but it never goes up, only other stuff.
You're taking the wrong ones again, Nate.
Or am I taking the right ones?
I don't know. Has Dina complained?
Who's Dina? Oh, wait. Never mind. Hopefully she doesn't listen to this.
Oops.
Oh, jeez. All right, well, I think that's all I got. What about you kids?
Well, somebody posted an interesting link that I think we should talk about, because it's only taken the whole concept of the U.S. and its military budget and blowing it up out of massive proportions and deciding to develop an Iron Man suit.
I saw that when I was looking over...
The smart pistol?
Was that where it was? Was it
yeah.
with the smart pistol on Fox News website?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did see that. You can never be too protected.
God, your government's dumb.
It's so crazy to spend that kind of money on a suit that's going to be a weapon.
Well, not to mention the government's wasting the money on developing this, which is not needed. And you've got places like Detroit that are bankrupt.
Which is also not needed.
Which
yeah,
is true.
There you go.
So what you need to do is just to make Detroit the testing ground, so that way people will have jobs to be subjects. And you can eliminate two problems with one.
So what you're saying is, essentially, reenact RoboCop in Detroit again, but in
yes,
real life.
Exactly.
I am okay with that. I will sit in Windsor and watch that happen.
I'm just going to go with we really don't need Detroit, period, because it's a useless town that bankrupted itself through greed and corruption.
Wait, no, we need Detroit.
You're talking about Washington, D.C.
Yeah, well, Washington, that's true also, but Washington, D.C. just keeps taking all the rest of our money.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's why they don't actually ever go bankrupt.
Yeah, that Detroit ran out of money to keep taking.
But Detroit's given us so many good things like...
RoboCop?
Eminem?
The Detroit Red Wings. I'm a Red Wings fan.
What is that, a football team?
I'm going to punch you right in the throat, Nate. The best hockey team ever.
That's impossible.
Why? Because they're American?
No, yeah, no, not
the Penguins are the best. That's what I'm going with. Penguins are the best. Penguins are America's hockey team.
Oh, Ben.
Which is comprised mostly of Canadian players.
Well, any hockey team's comprised mostly of American or Canadian players.
No, mostly.
Yeah,
are
so
from,
you guys,
like East.
You guys don't have your own teams. We just allow you to have our teams
names.
With your name on it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't forget about all the like Norwegian and Russian players that are on our teams.
Yes, we do get a lot of them as well.
Sad. There's more foreign names playing on the Canadian teams than Canadians, and in the States, there's more Canadians than Americans. It's kind of like everyone just pushed each other around.
It really makes you wonder, why is the States involved with hockey whatsoever?
Money.
Because we have to have our fingers in everything.
Yeah, this is true.
Yeah, that's how I was conceived.
I don't think the fingers had anything to do with it.
I'm sure it started it.
It's because there was things in everything.
Wow.
Oh, jeez.
No, seriously, though, I was conceived in Ohio in the back of a transport truck.
That is an interesting story to tell your kids someday.
Someday. They've already been educated. I have a video. They have to watch it as soon as it hit 3.
Oh, God.
It's an introduction to having Nate as a father. God.
I am a Canadian that was conceived in the most American redneck way.
In the back of a transport truck at a truck stop.
In Ohio.
That's where Ty is. He might also actually be at a truck stop.
Maybe.
He could be my brother for all I know.
That's possible also.
Or your dad. He's your new daddy.
Probably.
No, Ty likes boys, so. Yeah. Oh, Ty.
That got a little awkward.
Why, because he likes boys?
No, because there was that weird awkward silence right after you said it.
Now, see, now I'm not going to be able to cut that weird, awkward silence out. Because normally I would have cut the weird, awkward silence out, but now that you mentioned it.
Yeah, see what you
now
did,
it's gotta
you
stay
jerk.
There.
It's,
look what you did, you little jerk.
I think that was a good episode.